Do you know what's really interesting?
What's interesting?
When we agreed to do these vlogs, I said to Liam, yes, I will be on a vlog with you if you don't wear your short shorts. And in the past three vlogs, these short shorts have creeped in.
It's weird, though, because the last three vlogs have had the highest viewership. So I'm wondering whether there's a correlation between my legs being on
short.
We know
that bare skin does well, but not usually men.
Sex sells.
Sex does sell, but...
And that is why these bad boys are out.
But do you know what this situation's similar to? Liam bought this hat from Amazon that is bright yellow. It's horrifically
Illuminous.
Bright. And it has a torch on the front of it, right? So when he got it, I was like, when can you wear the hat?
When I'm running.
When do you not wear the hat?
All of the times.
Right. And then the next thing he'd be like, the hat's on. I said, oh, are you going for a run? No, I'm just nipping to the bin.
Taking bins out.
But when do you wear the hat?
Just when I'm running.
So why are you wearing it to take the bins out?
I know, it really took the mickey when I wore it to bed.
Honestly, and it flashes as well, doesn't it? You can have it on the flashes.
Yeah, it does, red.
Like SOS. But it's so bright.
Maybe you need to flash it about our relationship.
You don't even need the light on because the hat is just ridiculously bright.
I'm going to wear the hat to a vlog.
Yeah, absolutely not. No bride is coming here if they see you with that hat because they're going to be like, Melissa has no control over fashion.
If you're liking my shorts, then please make sure you let us know. Yeah, stick around for more leg action. Hello everybody, hello. Welcome to the Feathers and Florence vlog. We hope you are okay. We hope you've had a good week, haven't we? We're in the middle of bridal appointments right now.
We are.
Good. Thank you.
We are
very much. This is a video. What's the video about? Well, shall I go with what the title of the video is? The title of the video is... This is a video. Well, you're going to see the title below. But this title says, stop doing these three things. This is why you're not finding your dream wedding dress. And we're going to go straight in.
We are.
We're going to have to because this vlog's going on forever.
It is. Right. So number one. This is what you shouldn't be doing.
Should not do. Sorry, carry on. I'll shut up.
Yes, John. Number one.
we'll get there. We're going to get there.
Number one. Stop endlessly scrolling on Pinterest. Pinterest is amazing. It is. Gives you great inspiration. It can start you off on coming up with creative ideas for your wedding.
It's a great starter, yeah.
It is. But if you're endlessly scrolling on Pinterest and even Instagram sometimes, looking for dresses that you like, you'll fall into a bad rut of looking at models that have unachievable body shapes, have unachievable height, to be honest.
A lot of them are
6 foot.
Well, they're all unachievable body shapes. They're all really, really tall. They're all in glamorous locations, which makes everything look fantastic.
Like on a horse on a beach.
Not going to happen
on your wedding day. I mean, it might, but
no beaches in Ribble Valley.
True that.
So
if you're scrolling and looking at these things, you can start comparing yourself and thinking, well, I don't look like that, so I'm not going to... When you then go and try on these particular styles that you're liking on Pinterest, and then when you're looking in the mirror and going, well, why am I not stick thin with a very chiselled jaw?
Yeah.
The dress is not going to change your body shape, and it isn't going to change your jawline or your eye colour. So sometimes you can get too lost in looking at these models and expecting to look like that in those dresses. They're just dresses at the end of the day. They're not miracle workers. So you just can end up in a rut. So you're setting yourself up to fail because you'll lose confidence in your own body shape and yourself. And you don't need to.
That very nicely leads us on to stop doing this second thing as well, which is comparison.
Yeah, comparison. So when you get engaged, you'll probably find that all of your friends are getting married too.
It
just all comes at once. You tend to be that age. You've got like 7 weddings in a year, including your own, and you go to these weddings and you can start thinking, well, oh, they're wearing that. Would I look better in that?
Yep.
Should I be wearing that? They're wearing that. Oh, God, should I?
Should I have sleeves?
Yeah.
Should I have a leg slit at the front?
Yeah, and do whatever you want to do. It's your wedding. Stop getting lost in what everybody else has got. It's your wedding. You need to feel comfortable and you need to feel confident. So looking at somebody else, that might look incredible on them because they are confident. So as soon as you're oozing with confidence, you look beautiful. But if you then try and put on that dress and it isn't your style, you're not going to look the same. You're not going to look as happy because you're lacking that confidence because it isn't the style that's, you know, accentuating you and making you feel comfortable. So stop comparing yourself to your friends and other people that are getting married. And, yeah.
What do they say about comparison?
The thief of joy.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
And I have to tell myself that on a daily basis, to be honest. It's so easy to get sucked into comparison because everybody posts everything as well on social media. So you, even if you don't attend the weddings, everything's on social media. So you start going down a rabbit hole of just sadness.
That leads on to the third thing that we say that you should stop doing if you are not finding your dream wedding dress. And the third step, is just going to multiple boutiques.
Yeah, so just endlessly shopping.
Yeah.
What actually this What this industry calls brides, actually, that shop everywhere is super brides.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, super shoppers. They go everywhere. They go to a million bridal boutiques. You try on 100 dresses. And let me tell you, it's fun for the first couple of times that you go bridal dress shopping. But actually, what you're doing in that fun period is making it more difficult to find a dress. The reason being is when you've tried on, say, I don't know, 20, 30 wedding dresses, you start picturing and creating your own dress, taking all of the parts from all of these different dresses that you put on. So in the first store, you liked the off-the-shoulder sleeve of that one. But in the second store, you liked the neckline.
Yeah.
In the other store, you liked the back, but you liked the fit of this dress. And it gets to the point where your dress that you've now imagined in your head, pulling all of these different elements from different dresses, from different designers and different bridal boutiques, doesn't exist. So you're making it impossible to reach that standard of that dress that you've now created in your head. So shopping is fun, but you've got to be mindful that you do have a task at hand, which is to find your style. And you're making it difficult by going to too many stores and making yourself dress blind and creating your own style.
And that brings us right back to the point that we make on a lot of these vlogs, which we won't go into detail now. Look back on an earlier vlog about research. Research will certainly help all of these three things, or to stop you doing all of these three things. Doing your research beforehand, doing actually more research than shopping, will allow you to find your dream dress at the place that you want to find it, in the atmosphere that you want to find it, not as quickly, but certainly in a time frame where you just don't get frustrated by it.
Yeah, I think people think they've got to have multiple experiences to have that full experience. But actually, if you think of this, right, so you've got one chance to find a dress. Imagine if you go into the boutique the first time, you have the most wonderful experience ever. Your bridal party are all there, they're loving it, you find your dress, you get your dress sorted. That's your one experience. You've got that memory forever. do you actually need to go to three other stores and have another experience where it starts creeping in? You're thinking, oh, did that happen at that one or that one? When did we do that? You know, you engage, when your partner proposed, did they do it three times? Did they do it six times? No, they did it just that once, and it's the most magical, special memory. So you can't expect to go to multiple places and think it's going... you're trying to prolong it, but actually you're diluting that experience and that excitement as well, because let me tell you, your bridal party will get fed up after a while as well, and they'll be less enthused.
We have a secret fourth thing that brides should stop doing.
Yeah.
Stop or start coming to Feathers and Florence.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Actually, scrap all them.
Scrap all of them.
You just got one.
Yep.
Not start.
Not stop, start.
Stop going everywhere else and go to Feathers and Florence. We need the pom-poms.
Okay, we'll get some
Give
for the next
F.
vlog.
Give me an E.
It's not E next. Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. We hope you found that useful. We know that the vlogs are a little bit chaotic sometimes, but we hope you got the meaning of it.
I do think they're chaotic. There's two types of vlogs for me. I'm either really subdued and tired, or I'm like, wow! And I think I'm like,
this is one of them times, yeah.
It's one of those times. I'm on a high.
You are on a high.
We've helped so many brides.
Yeah, we have. Lots of
I
brides.
Literally could just get up and do a dance.
We'll save that for the cut afterwards. We hope you found that really useful. I say that on every single vlog, but we do mean it. We hope that you find these vlogs informational and we like to tell you a little bit more about what we're doing, don't we? So we've got a lot going on in the studio. We've got some new dresses coming into the studio really, really soon to be part of our curation. We're going to show you them on our social media and also in some of these vlogs in the next few weeks as well.
Yeah, we've did a shoot, so we're actually going to show you now two of the new dresses that we
very briefly. We yeah, very briefly. Yeah.
Sorry, you gave me eyeballs. So I'm like, I done it wrong.
No, we are. What? Are we adding to the curation very soon?
Well, we've got two dresses here that have come from the Dream by Seven collection. They're absolutely gorgeous. We've got a fitted one with lace and some 3D florals. It is strapless. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's just beautiful.
It is.
And then we've also got this A-line dress, again, strapless, but we'll have additional off-the-shoulder sleeves for this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Currently, this one is unlined, but we'll have a white lining underneath it, so it'll be really crisp and that typical bridal. It's just going to be beautiful, and this also features 3D florals and just the most gorgeous glittery feel to it.
And we've just shot these in a shoot in our studio, of which you've seen pictures of now. Right, and more of that to follow on our social media. If you're not following us on Instagram, then you really need to be. Really, really need to be, because it's there's loads of stuff on there, isn't there?
Yeah, so we try to be inspirational on there.
Right. Have a wonderful week, everybody. We will see you here on the next vlog. If you've got any comments, questions, what should you do if people like this content?
Like it, comment, share, subscribe, tell your neighbour, ring
tell your
the
mom,
bell.
Tell your mum.
Tell your mum. And book an appointment.
Have a good week, everybody. See you very, very soon.